This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by the only toy doll teen girls will ever need, Bieber Barber Barbie. Mattel's new Bieber Barber Barbie lets obnoxiously obsessed teen girls brush Bieber's beautiful brunette locks and pretend he is their own. But wait! There's more. Upgrade to Bieber Barber Barbie Bonus to receive an actual piece of Bieber's blessed bristle, the missing ingredient for your Bieber breeding chemistry set, sold separately, so you can grow your own Bieber and beyond. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 160.
Your body can bring ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny. And I think I just saw two people leave the chat room.
Yeah. People who do ads should really be able to say the name of the product three times fast.
Well, Bieber Barber Barbie, Bieber Barber Barbie, Bieber Barber Barbie.
Also, the name of the product should make sense.
Well, this does.
It does. A terrifying, terrifying... We should drop them as sponsors.
Or they would drop us as podcasters.
Whatever works.
Drop us like a sack of rocks.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Please check us out on the web over at cleancomedypodcast.com.
To find out why people drop sacks of rocks.
On Biebers.
Oh.
A sack of Biebers.
I get it! Oh!
But we have an important announcement for you coming up, but also another important announcement is the podcast awards are open for nominations. Please nominate us in the comedy category and find out more about how you can nominate us and our other podcasts by going to cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards. But let's move on to the comedy. Funny stuff from the last week or so. There is a problem I'm facing.
Oh.
I'm getting old.
Shush.
Yeah. I have people who watch the podcast live Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern time over at cleancomedypodcast.com/live will notice that although my hair is growing longer, the bald spot is growing bigger. And so I'm getting old and I'm already feeling it that I'm getting old. But
you're not getting old. Your hair is just falling toward the front of your head. You need to just push it back.
But this was made a harsher point recently in a Walmart when I saw this old guy there. Uh-oh. And no, it wasn't like
a mirror.
Yeah. It was not a mirror. But this old guy was there and he said, "Oh, hello, young man." And looking my direction, but he wasn't talking to me. He was talking to someone else who was near me and younger.
But
I thought I used to be called young man.
But it wasn't just people. Only I think refusing to talk to anyone who's not a young man, right?
I think it was just a mistake that you happened to be standing there. While he was trying to talk to the other guy.
Things could be worse. He could have been talking to you and said young woman.
Yeah.
That's true. Or he could have mixed it up completely. Uh-huh. Like he could have been ageular dyslexic. Ageular,
hi, old man.
Ageular and genderular dyslexic. And he might have called me old woman.
He could have called you
young man.
Old bean, which isn't even human.
Which that makes me think of like old fart. It's a logical connection.
It is.
It's going to come strangely, through like that at some point anyway.
It is strangely logical.
You're not old. Your hair's just falling out. And mine's mine's getting... Shush! Trying to say sweet things here.
Daniel, you're not getting old. It's probably just some sort of toxin.
And my hair has white hairs in it, but it's okay. My white hairs are my own glitter. Natural glitter. Just find some way to make going bald awesome.
I could put glitter on my head.
Think about how clean your house is going to be when you are Mr. Clean.
That's true. So I need to get the gray t-shirt that's really tight.
Gray? Yeah.
Isn't he in a gray t-shirt?
No, he's in a white t-shirt.
Oh, white t-shirt. White.
And you'll need to pierce your one ear with a gold earring.
Because you have one ear.
When did he become a pirate, Mr. Clean?
I think he always was.
You don't
was.
Know what he looks like?
Well, I know kind of what he looks like. Like a bowling ball with eyes and ears.
Guys.
And a nose.
I think Mr. Clean should show up on Once Upon a Time as a pirate.
Wow.
I think so.
Or when they tell him to swab the deck, he will
get that done.
Like nobody's business. Because it's his business. Mr. Clean's business.
Absolutely.
Jeremy, a.k.a. Mr. Clean, what is your random noodle update?
Well, last week we asked the question, what does the fox say?
Uh-oh.
This week, we answer that question. Oh, yes. We hear from a real fox.
Oh. And this isn't just another song or dance.
Oh, no. I have a long record of
very long. Yeah. Drawn out, obnoxiously long.
Of bringing people animal noises on this show.
And you're very good at that. It's like you speak animal noises.
I do, actually. On several occasions, I've been actually known for it. I won't do them here because I think it would probably overwhelm people. So we've got... it is a video, though, and there's a dog and a fox. The fox is chasing the dog, and they're frolicking, sort of. The fox is rather fast. But I think soon...
And magical.
Kind of like a guardian angel.
Mesmerized by this.
But he's going to speak. I just know it.
That's a fox?
Yep. See how his fur is red? So beautiful.
Like a guardian angel. I think this is really just you in a fox uniform. Because this is what you sound like quite often.
Well.
He sounds like a bird.
Like a pterodactyl.
Sounds like a plane. Wait, no.
Like a pterodactyl.
I do sound like a pterodactyl a lot.
Wow.
So, there you have it. That is at least one thing that the fox says.
Yeah. How do you spell that, though? Because, you know, dogs go woof, elephants go toot.
No, they don't, though.
How do you spell what the fox says?
Rah! R-A-A-A-A-A-A-H.
You sure there's not a W in there somewhere?
No.
So you can check that video over in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/160.
And thanks to our friend Aaron M. for the tip on that one.
Aaron.
Not to be confused with Aaronge, our co-host on the upcoming Wonderland podcast.
Well, it's not upcoming. It's here.
It's here.
At wonderlandpodcast.com/iTunes. You too can subscribe and discover what it's like to be in Wonderland.
Wow. Whoa. So that's what passed me on the information superhighway. What? Yeah. I just made a superhighway reference.
Okay. Yeah. However that works. Jenny, what is your random noodle update?
I've been having odd dreams lately.
Uh-oh.
This week, I dreamed about vampires, and it was a kind of scary dream. So I woke up, and I decided I needed some help. I needed some comfort. So I rolled over, and
her loving husband.
Yes.
Who cares?
Who cares so much?
So much.
And I woke him up and I told him I had a bad dream.
I said,
and he mumbled stuff. And I said, my neck hurts. And he was like, maybe you're just sleeping on it funny. And then I felt myself going back to sleep. And if you've ever gone back to sleep to the same dream, it's not fun. I do that quite often.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't want to go back and see the vampires. So I told Daniel, please don't let me go to sleep yet. Please talk to me. So he like he takes a moment and he says, what's your favorite Minecraft flower? I'm like, I don't know.
Your favorite Minecraft flower?
Yeah.
So basically the red or the yellow?
No, there are more flowers in Minecraft now.
Oh, really?
Oh. Well, I didn't think I said Minecraft. I didn't have it on my mind.
You did. You said, what's your favorite Minecraft flower? And then I'm like getting ready to answer and I hear... Felt like asleep. Great job.
Hero.
I'm my hero.
Her hero.
Well, and then I tried to ask other things too, right?
They were like Minecraft related. I don't know. You were on this Minecraft mind track.
I must have had a dream about Minecraft that's all that I could think about to ask questions because I was just trying to get you to...
What's your favorite Minecraft flower?
I was trying to get you to think of something other than zombies.
I wasn't dreaming about zombies.
Oh, I mean,
vampires.
Vampires.
The reason I was dreaming about vampires is because I've been watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which is very good, actually.
I have a feeling... And that's as far as I'll go with that. Some people love that.
I haven't gotten to the musical episode
yet. That's my one and only Buffy the Vampire Slayer episode I've ever seen. Ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
It could be bunnies.
You could be bunnies.
Well, speaking of bunnies, we got some stuff from our wonderful bunnies. Meaning listeners.
Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you guys, our wonderful listeners. You can send us your funny stuff, jokes, stories, videos, pictures, whatever, by emailing feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com. You can also call 903-231-2221 or go to cleancomedypodcast.com and send a voice message through the site. You can also mail stuff to us delivered by uniformed snails to The Ramen Noodle, P.O. Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005.
Like the snail with a little blue shirt and a little blue hat. That's what they sound like when they scream and run away.
It is actually, here's a little tidbit.
Because Lucy barks at them.
It is those snails that inspired the first ever ramen noodle song.
That's true. The screaming snails.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of screaming snails, here comes the voicemail.
Which we often do.
Here comes our voicemail from I Love Chess and Ponies.
Oh.
Which, by
Hello,
the way.
Hello, ramen.
By the way, we have never heard I Love Chess and Ponies voicemail.
And I'm excited because I play Minecraft with him sometimes.
Whenever we've talked about I Love Cheese and Ponies, it's always been a British accent. And I've imagined a little girl saying it. Daddy, I want the cheese-covered pony.
Oh, dear.
I mean, that's kind of my British little girl
accent. So, yeah, we get to...
So, I am a little disappointed to discover that I Love Chess and Ponies is not a girl. And he does not speak with the British accent either.
It's okay.
He doesn't even use British words.
Hello, ramen noodly people. This is I Love Chess and Ponies. I want to tell you about a recent problem I've been having, and I thought you might find it funny. Until I started playing on Minecraft servers, I really didn't know what emoticons were. I mean, I know what colon, close parentheses means smiley face, and I figured all that out.
This is a coming-of-age story. He has never experienced emoticons before.
He's finding his inner emoticon.
Whoa. The chat room's starting to fill up with emoticons. Yes.
But I hadn't really known any of the more complex ones. And now I still don't really know what's going on with them. In the... chat room, sometimes I see capital X, capital D, which, as I can tell, just means a seer smiling. I wrote them now, and then there's colon V.
Okay, the capital XD, or lowercase XD, I always thought that was dead and smiling.
No, it means...
It's like your eyes are closed because you're laughing.
Yeah, it's like your eyes are closed tightly and you're laughing.
A seer smiling. I see what you did there.
But in cartoons, whenever someone has X's over their eyes, they're dead.
Yeah, but that's more like an X and then like a straight line.
So it's not like dead and happy?
We're having variations of this emoticon right now going on in the chat room.
Variations on a theme of emoticon by Beethoven.
Whoa.
I really don't know. And then there's colon V.
Colon V.
What?
Oh, I'm going to try that one.
That's like part of a thing. It's got a nose.
It's like, I thought it was somebody like... Like saying something like, "Your shirt's on backwards," like the sharp voice.
V, or carrot?
No, V. I felt like it was side profile. Someone talking.
Look up is not impressed on the internet, and you'll probably find the image that I think of when I see colon V.
Oh.
I think is not impressed. Will.
Oh, search for the words is not impressed.
Yes.
I couldn't. Yeah. Put all those words that you said together for me. It's not impressed.
And you could probably...
Enter!
Yeah, get extra from searching
Are
for...
Are you talking about...
Oh, it's...
Michaela?
Michaela, yeah. Is not impressed. It's her...
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Look, that's why I imagine a colon V to look like.
I always thought...
But it's her mouth that's to the side, not her nose.
Yeah, I thought...
It's a noseless something.
I see.
Wow.
Unless it's a mouthless something.
Whoa.
But he continues.
The most frustrating thing is when I send a like colon parentheses in one way or the other, and I get it wrong.
Here is a boy struggling with his emotions.
I know.
His emotions.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
I'm sending you pats on the back. Chess and ponies.
Just wait till you see the emoticon for a pat on the back.
You start getting hair growing on your face and on your back, and then you start having trouble with emoticons.
This is just awkward now.
Yeah. Well, this is an awkward stage of his life. Hey, Chess and Ponies, we know where you are. We have all, well, 2/3 of us have been there with you before.
What? Oh.
Who's the third that hasn't been there?
Have you had hair growing on your face and on
right,
your back?
Right. Okay. Got it. No, I haven't been there.
Okay.
But I have emoticons.
Lots of them. I discovered when I got married. I married a lot of emoticons.
Wow.
I don't think I want to respond to that.
Uh-oh. Emoticons coming up.
Lots of them. Just you wait.
Just you wait.
For example, "Oh, I'm so sorry you can't get to that area, smiley face." Frowny face. Trust me, I'm not that big of a jerk. So, yeah, that's just... typing. So this has been I Love Chess and Ponies. Ponies and chess. P.S. Also, I love cheese. So it's not really that far off. And originally when I heard the podcast where you first read my iTunes review, I thought that my username was actually I Love Cheese and Ponies.
You made it.
You made it. Yay. I love chess and ponies and cheese.
Ponies and chess.
Welcome to the podcast. Thank you for...
We should now call him I Love Chess, Ponies, and Cheese.
Actually, as Aaron J., our co-host over at WonderlandPodcast.com, points out, cheese and chess are really not that far apart. If you put some emoticons inside of it, like with some S's and parentheses inside of it.
Parentheses.
And whatever. Then it actually is the same. It's like a code. The
cheese
Da Vinci
and
code.
Chess?
Yeah. There's a secret hidden in here. The secret to the world's cheese supply is hidden within chess and ponies.
Chess.
Let's just call it Chiponies.
It sounds like a restaurant. Where they serve like
Chiponies.
Pony burgers.
Italian food.
And unicorn dogs.
No.
Whoa.
Unicorn horn dogs, that's it. Or it's just like the horn of a unicorn inside a bun.
That sounds kind of
with rainbow
crunchy and
rainbow sherbet.
Tooth breaking. Sherbet. I think Jeremy just died on his laptop.
Okay. That restaurant's closed. Anyway.
Well. And we got this message from Joseph. He said, "Hey, Daniel, Jeremy, and Jenny. I was surfing the net and stumbled upon this and immediately thought of you. Why? Because of bacon."
Because of, oh.
"May your comedy be ever clean and your chocolate supply endless." The picture that he...
Chocolate!
The thing that he sent to us...
Chocolate.
...is a bacon wallet.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
This is disturbing. It's really a conflict of interest, I think, to put your money inside your treasures of your heart like this. I think it's a little bit risky because if someone holds you up at gunpoint, they're going to be like, give me your wallet. It's going to be a stuttering thief. That's it. Give me your wallet. And all of this. And then you're going to be like, no, not the wallet. Here, take all the cash, all the credit cards, but please don't take my bacon wallet.
I don't like it. Do you know why I don't like it?
Because you're odd.
Why? It's raw. I want a cooked bacon wallet.
It's still bacon.
You could cook it.
Well, you could, but then your money would be hot and it would be burning a hole in your pocket.
Imagine fox bacon.
Fox bacon?
Yes, I just had this thought of, wow, fox bacon could be
No wonder
amazing.
It was screaming.
Unicorn bacon.
Huh? Unicorn bacon? Unicorn Maybe. Bacon is best fried in fox tears. Did you know?
I've tried it, actually. Oh, by the way, going back to the emoticons thing, I did look up emoticons because I wanted to find out from the source of all knowledge, Wikipedia, what the actual colon with a V meant, and it's not in there. But I did discover there are differences in emoticons. There are European versions, and there are Western versions. Like, the European versions are really weird. Apparently, Americans are the ones with the crooked necks because the American or Western versions are all sideways.
Yeah.
And the European versions are all elaborate and the queen is in them and stuff. And they're all right side up. Like, one example of an emoticon is lowercase LOL. That's actually an emoticon for drowning because it looks like a little person drowning.
No, it's not. But it's not. It wouldn't be. LOL. It would be something slightly different, would it not?
Oh, I'm seeing these. These are elaborate.
You guys sort of harmonized in your screaming, though, so that was fun.
Fish!
Yeah, some of these are sad, crying, shame, octopus.
Whoa.
And
I like the tired.
Tired, snake, bat, cat.
Oh, I've seen
looking
the
down,
cat.
Confusion.
I've seen that cat.
There's no fox on here, though. Or bacon.
Ah! Those are so cool. I think I'll brush up on my...
What about chess?
British.
Ponies?
Cheese. There might be a cheese.
Cool.
We'll have this in the show notes if you want to check it out over at cleancomedypodcast.com/160. I think we should share some sad news before we go on. That way we won't end the podcast on a Sour Patch Kid note.
Okay, do it.
Jenny?
Hmm? Hi.
Hi. Do you want to share your sad news or do you want me to share the sad news?
Maybe we could share it together.
Okay.
I...
Jenny Lewis.
Oh, my.
Wow, I'm very distracted by the awesome bear that's in the chat room now.
Whoa, that's an awesome bear.
Okay. I'll just get this over with, like ripping off a Band-Aid.
Whoa.
This will be my last... The ramen noodle episode.
Where's the emoticon for crying?
Yeah, they're already appearing in the chat room.
Yeah.
Along with question marks, which aren't
emoticons. I might be back, you know, kind of infrequently, but this will be my last frequent
ramen noodle. Jenny decided episode. That it's time to settle down. Possibly start her own podcast, have a baby, have a podcast.
Okay.
She really just wants to spend more time with Lucy.
No, yes, that's exactly why.
You're ruining it.
She wants to try and make up for the whole killing in
you're
my dreams.
You're ruining it.
Well, you realize that's what's going to happen, don't you? You're going to spend more time with Lucy.
I don't have to.
Jenny is going to work on her diabolical plan to take over the world.
Yeah, that's what I'm
one coffee do. Shop at a time.
Whoa.
So that's our sad news. But she will be back, and you can still always follow her on Twitter.
You can always follow me on Twitter.
And she's still going to be my wife.
Yep.
We're still on good terms.
Yes.
Nobody's mad at anybody.
We would still be married even if we weren't on good terms.
Yeah. Aww.
That's because that's what marriage is.
We love it.
And so when you send your emails now and make them like extra funny, and you'll have to start probably putting in parentheses Jenny's name instead of just saying Daniel, Jeremy, and Jenny. It's going to have to be Daniel, Jeremy, and Jenny. Because you're supposed to whisper what's in parentheses.
Jenny. Or, since she won't be in the room, shouldn't they put it in all caps so that she'll hear it?
Still? Or you could send me snail mail. I love mail.
Still send her chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate is always welcome, regardless of who's on the podcast.
Find a way... Just to sort of make her want to return more frequently, send her less chocolate than you send to me and Daniel.
Uh-huh.
And then...
You know what? Maybe if you send me more chocolate, I will have to come on and thank everybody.
Or so
send
much...
her lots of chocolate.
So, that's brilliant, Jeremy. Have them not send me chocolate.
Oh, crap. Everybody send her all your chocolate. Every chocolate.
All of your chocolates. Well, after all, Joseph did say, and your chocolate supply endless. So maybe he's going to be the first one to contribute to the endless supply. Of chocolate. That's the Ramen Noodle, P.O. Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005.
Put some chocolate in the po' box.
Po' box.
Rub some bacon on it.
No.
Well, I do like chocolate covered bacon.
She does.
I thought you were going to say chocolate covered ponies.
And chess.
And cheese.
But now let's get back on to some funny stuff.
And now it's time for the Weekly Noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it.
Synthesized cricket.
Wow, Jeremy just slapped his cheek.
Well,
his
someone
own cheek.
Had to.
But that was fun. You know, you should turn the other one and slap it, too.
You should slap the other cheek.
But I took pity on myself and didn't slap it.
Well, see, turning the other cheek actually worked.
See, you did a halfway thing there. You only did a halfway.
Whoa, now I feel like a failure at slapping myself.
This suggestion for a noodleism came in from Battle Victorious. Which sounds like maybe a battleship.
Charge!
Or
starship
or yeah, something
Whoa.
Like that. But
makes
it's actually a musical
charge.
Band.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And the suggestion for Weekly Noodleism is Party Pooper. Now, he sent a video along with this to explain this.
And oh no.
So we're going to let the video speak what Party Pooper is.
Okay.
Because we can't do this as well as this guy who is oddly reclining in a minivan, it looks like.
Looks, yeah.
With headphones around him.
He is
recording
reclining.
A video. Yeah, oddly. And oddly. I guess these are the things that people think about as they recline in minivans.
Well, let's.
I work some hours in an office.
Just the accent there. It's like mesmerizing.
You think so?
Except his head looks like it's attached artificially because of the big giant headphones that are around his neck.
They are giant.
This video will be in the show notes.
Okay.
You know, and to groups of people, they're talking and one say about Jennifer, eine Kollege, Kollegin, she, colleague. Oh, I tell you, Jennifer, she is really a party pooper.
Really?
Jennifer poops at parties. So she poops at parties. So and people know this. I poop at parties. I poop at parties, but people don't know because I close the door. Jennifer goes to the party and then poops, but she do it so people know.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, you'll have to watch the rest of that if you dare in the show notes. weekly and comedy podcast. I'm not sure
how I feel about this because my name's Jennifer.
But it's Jenny.
Yes, I do go by Jenny.
Or your full name is Jenny's Nook.
We should get that legal. Have my name changed to Jenny Snook.
Jenny Snook?
Yeah.
Jenny Snook Lewis.
Jenny Snook.
Oh my.
So that is the weekly noodleism.
Do you know if you do lie down, things are funnier? Have you ever tried it? Have you ever tried stopping laughing when you're laying down? Try it, everybody. Especially if you're laying with your head hanging off of something like a bed or a couch.
Or a gallows.
Try
a gallows.
Try to stop laughing.
Don't try this while driving.
No, don't try it while driving.
Maybe that's what this guy was trying
to do. That's why I was saying it. He's reclining.
Or we are his therapists. And this is an impromptu, like, drive-by psychotherapy. And it's someone's just, like, opens up their dark van door and says, "Hi, kids. We're giving away psychological sessions." And then this guy came in, reclined on the chair. And
that was really creepy.
It was really
creepy. Realize how much he was reclining.
He is very much reclining.
That explains the odd angle.
Yeah, it looks like he could be looking. You could have the camera in his lap and you could be seeing the top of the van.
But then you see
the seat belt.
Yes, that makes sense.
And there's a hidden Easter egg there. It's Bambi. I see Bambi walk by outside the window. We'll have that in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/160. Thank you, Battle Victorious.
Charge!
For sending that.
I'm glad you're not talking about this, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Speaking of battle,
that would be embarrassing.
Speaking of battles, we have a new podcast on Noodle Mix Network that you've got to check out. It is a fan podcast for the TV show Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You've got to check it out over at welcometolevel7.com.
That's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., not Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
Just in case you were wondering, because I think that every single time.
I was wondering.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
S.H.I.E.L.D.
And it's over at welcometolevel7.com. It's not hosted by any of us, but it is on our network, so we highly recommend that you check it out. They do a great job, and they are far more passionate about the characters and comic book backgrounds than we are. So that's why I think they are the best Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast out there, and I'm so glad to have them in the network. Check them out and all of our other podcasts at noodle.mx, because we've got some awesome things going on, new podcasts coming into the network, and cool stuffs over there
at noodle.mx. Like a video game, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, it's based on the movie.
Oh.
Avengers.
Oh.
Yeah.
We should have a Minecraft podcast. That'd be awesome.
Agents of Minecraft. Agents of Creeper. Agents of Diamonds. Diamond Agent. Iron Ore Agent. Emerald Agent. We could call each other by, like, precious materials in Minecraft. And Jeremy could be Chainmail.
What?
Chainmail?
Yeah. What is happening right now?
Well, because he's so rare. And only dropped by zombies every now and then.
I don't even know how to get back home from where we ended up in this conversation.
Like this. Listeners, we'd love to hear from you, your funny stories, funny stuff that you find that you would like to share with us. Please email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call and leave a voicemail at 903-231-2221. You might need to get your parents' permission for that. Or go to cleancomedypodcast.com and send a voice message through the website. You can also mail us stuff like snails, or mail us stuff on snails to The Ramen Noodle, P.O. Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005. Please nominate us in the podcast awards. You can only nominate podcasts once, but then later on, the voting starts in November. We'll have the daily voting starting. So if you'd like to get a daily reminder when the voting starts to vote every single day, please go to cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards to sign up for the little email list there. And I promise you that will be the only email you'll receive from us. You won't get emails about weight loss programs or mortgage reduction programs or anything like that.
Unless we think you need them.
Or if they're in the podcast. We're going to have a new weight loss mortgage reduction podcast on Middle Mix Network. But please nominate us in the category of comedy, obviously, and write it this way. The Ramen Noodle, space, hyphen, space, clean comedy podcast. Now, there are inferred other spaces in there, too, but I just wanted you to make sure you put that full title in there.
Podcast.
The Ramen Noodle, one word. Hyphen, clean comedy podcast, with the web address cleancomedypodcast.com. We've also got other podcasts in the awards, or that we'd like to be nominated, like Beyond the To-Do List for People's Choice and Business, and Once Podcast for Best Produced and Entertainment. Then we've also got things for Education, Religion, Inspiration, and Technology. So please go over to cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards to find out how you can support us in the podcast awards. And if the voting has already started, that same address will show you how to vote for whatever podcast we have in the awards that made it into the finalist nominations. We've won an award before. Thank you so much for your support for that. And we'd love to win one again. Even just being nominated is an honor.
Of course it is.
Yes. So please go to cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards to find out how you can support us in the podcast awards. And you can follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me on Twitter as Phlegon, Phlegon.
And I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/Jenny's Nook.
And we will miss you. So next time life treats you like an amateur, keep laughing, because you're not the only one, and Jenny's gone. This framed photo of Jenny will now sit in her place with a black USB cable draped over its frame to remind us of the Jenny.
I'm not dying. Well, I mean, I am, but I'm not dead. Everybody's dying. Everybody.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our award-winning and award-nominated podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. Like you can theorize over the TV shows Once Upon a Time, Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and Under the Dome. You can learn to be productive in your personal and professional life. You can learn how to podcast. You can get some critical thinking with movie reviews and more, and study science fiction and philosophy and much more over at noodle.mx.